Well, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Highlands United Methodist Church live stream. It is good to be here with you this morning. We're watching all of you sign in this morning. It's so nice that we can be here together live. And to those of you who will watch us a little bit later today or later in the week or listen to the CD, know that we're thinking of you and we're glad we get to connect in that way then as well. So, here we are again. And I think we're getting better at it. Just so you know, we keep tweaking and adjusting. I appreciate the constructive feedback when it comes to how we might make this a better experience for you. I even appreciate the non-constructive feedback. It's all good. It's our goal to just keep this as real as possible and enjoy one another's company. So, a few things to catch you up on. We continue to be live stream. I want to offer my word of thanks to the staff, to our special musician, William. Oh, you're going to hear some beautiful viola music later. It's always a highlight in person, and we believe it'll still be a beautiful thing to have it piped right into your home. I want to thank Paul for making sure the video and the audio are where they need to be. He's also making all the CDs, so those of you listening at home, Paul Breckus is why you get to enjoy this space and time with us, and we're grateful for that as well. We've got some good stuff coming up this morning. I want to let you know the sermon this morning talks about giving things up and how we all are in the midst of doing that. And so we'll have some great conversation there. Some hymns by special request. Some great stuff I'm looking forward to. I want to highlight for you a few things coming up this week. We have opportunities on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday to be connected all together. Tuesday night is the Parent Power Hour. So you made it through another day, or in this case, a whole nother week without school. Let's check in. Sometimes we want to brag. Sometimes we want to complain. Sometimes we just want to share some stories and remember we're not alone. So hear that invitation. Tuesday nights, 8:30 on Zoom. And then Wednesday night on Zoom, we've got our prayer group. That's where we actually get to sit and listen to the joys and concerns and talk with each other. We hear a psalm read and we have prayer together. We had nearly 30 folks join us last Wednesday. What a beautiful time. Please join us again on Zoom. And then Friday mornings is the story time with puppets, a great opportunity. Again, we had nearly 30 kids with us, listening, laughing. Some of them had their own puppets. It was joyful. I want to remind you, it's not just for the kids. Please be with us. Let the kids know we're all here together. Now, I keep mentioning Zoom. Zoom is an online platform that's free for you to use. You do need to download the app to your smart device or download the little app on your computer. And if you just Google download Zoom, it'll get you there. And then you log in and you join us. The links for all of these things are right on the front page of the church website. We want to make it easy for you. If you have needs that aren't being met, you let us know. We continue to reach out to those who don't do as much tech connection to maintain human connection, and we'll keep you in the loop on that. At this time, I would love to invite the light to be brought in as we remember God's presence. And if you have a candle at home, please take a moment, light it, and keep it in your space.
Please join me in our call to worship as found in your digital bulletin. Come, join the Lenten journey. We hear the call to walk with Jesus. Come, hear the stories, listening to all the ways they can help us see our lives. For in the everyday nature of our lives, great meaning is present. And so we celebrate the gift of life and the stories that we are helping to create. Our opening hymn, Welcome, can be found in your digital bulletin. Please join us.
Let's walk together for a while and ask where we begin to build a world where love can grow and hope. and to plant the seed of peace, singing welcome, welcome to this place. You're invited to come and know God's grace, all are welcome, the love of God to share, 'cause all of us are welcome here, all are welcome in this place. Let's talk together of a time when we will share a feast, where pride and power kneel to serve the lonely and the least, and joy will set the table as we join our hands to pray, singing welcome to this place. You're invited to come and know God's grace, all are welcome, the love of God to share, 'cause all of us are welcome here, all are welcome in this place. Let's dream together of the day when earth and heaven are one, a city built of love and light, the new Jerusalem, where our mourning turns to dancing, every creature lifts its voice, crying welcome, welcome to this place. You're invited to come and know God's grace, all are welcome, the love of God to share, 'cause all of us are welcome here, all are welcome in this place.
We take a moment to join in our children's song. I know last week my kiddos got off the couch and sat right in front of the TV. I hope we all take a moment to join together.
Here in the family of God, we learn to worship and pray, so we can live as Jesus taught, following Him every day. In all that we think, in all that we say, in all that we do, may we glorify You. In all that we think, in all that we say, in all that we do, may we glorify You.
Good morning, kiddos. It's nice to see you. Good morning, kiddos. It's wonderful to see you all. I'm so glad to see you, and I'm glad that you can see me again.
Oh, hello, Miss Jenny. Well, I'm glad to see you this morning as well.
Hello again, Dwayne. Glad to see you again, too.
So, is everyone at home again today?
It's nice to see a familiar donkey face. Yes, Dwayne, everyone is worshiping from home again today. They can see us, but we can't see them.
Oh, that's so weird. Well, I wonder how much longer this is going to last.
Good question, Dwayne. Like we mentioned last week, it is so important for everyone to stay healthy, so that's why we are doing church like this, and that's why so many schools and places are closed.
I miss seeing our church friends, and I miss seeing my friends at school, too.
I know, Dwayne. Trust me too. This is all a lot to take in, and I know, but we must follow the rules and keep our distance from people.
Oh,
so hard.
I'm so bored of being at home, Jenny.
I understand, but remember, there are so many things you can do at home. It is important to know that we can use this time to be with our family and do things that make us happy and bring us closer together. And remember, it's not forever.
Well, that's true. Well, any ideas of fun things to do since we can't really be with our friends?
There are tons of things, Dwayne. Reading together, watching a fun movie, going on a bike ride, taking a family walk, building forts, And don't forget, we can draw pictures and write letters to those we care about to let them know we're thinking about them. Everyone loves to get things in the mail.
Oh, you're right, Miss Jenny. I think you'd be happy to know that I'm doing much better at washing my hands. I wash my hands all the time. It's kind of fun playing in the water and just splashing around.
Good job, Dwayne. Washing hands is super important during this time, and all the time. Also, knowing that God is with us during this time, just like He's always with us. God will help us get through this.
Well, thank you for making me feel better, Miss Jenny. With God's love and with each other, we will get through this.
We will get through this.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, kids, that your church family loves you. It's important right now for us all to take care of each other.
Well, you have a good week, Miss Jenny.
You too, Dwayne. It's always good to see you. See you next Sunday. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for being with us. Even when we are in different places. Please help everyone be healthy and well. And help us remember that you are always with us. And may I always remember that you love me. Amen. Okay, before we head out, let's do our children's motto together. In all that we think, in all that we say, in all that we do, may we glorify you. I hope that you all have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much, William. You couldn't see the comments flying in on Facebook, but you are appreciated. We come now in our service to a time of prayer. And we know that it's hard to do the virtual prayers the way we normally do, right? You don't just get to stand up and wave your hand and let us listen to what's going on in life. And so we know we do invite you to leave some notes in the comments section. Let us know what's going on. Others can hold you in prayer immediately. I do want to invite you again to Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. We do get to listen to one another. Zoom gives us space for all the faces and voices and prayers. So know that that will be shared and held there. It's also a time to remind you that should you be in need of pastoral care, we can do so in ways that still honor the distancing we need to keep. I'm happy to be on the phone with you, on FaceTime with you, on Zoom with you, whatever might be the most appropriate and helpful way to sit and be present without being physically present. There's a lot going on, and I want to make sure you know that the entire staff is available to offer support and care and conversation with you. So please hear that invitation. This morning we will sing the Lord's Prayer together, and then I will close us in prayer. It's a repeat after me, so I invite you to join along. God, as we gather this morning, we recognize we gather in a new and different way. But you, O Lord, are a God who has been through many new things and many different things, and you are here. We are grateful that we might be connected in this moment to one another and to you. For it is you who binds us all together, reminding us that the connection we share is not simply one of physical presence, but one of a shared heart, of a common vision, of being your people. And so we ask your blessing today on all those who have gathered with us, those who are looking for a place of connection and constancy. We ask that we might be steadied in the midst of turbulent times.
We pray for all those who are not able to be with us but need the same prayers. We recognize that the world around us is unsettled, and we pray that we might be channels of your peace, not only for those we know, but for all those who are part of this great system around us. We pray, O Lord, that your presence would be made known in how we live, that we might have a little bit of extra grace for one another, that we might find deep wells of patience in the midst of this waiting, and that we might be a part of bringing hope and healing to the world, the kind of hope and healing that inspires life and reminds all of us we are not alone. Amen. Our next hymn is found in your digital bulletin. We remind ourselves of this season of Lent as we sing in Lord, Who Throughout These 40 Days.
Lord, who throughout these 40 days for us didst fast and pray. Teach us with thee to mourn our sins and close by thee to stay. As thou with Satan didst contend and didst the victory win, O give us strength in thee to fight, in thee to conquer sin. As thou didst hunger bear and thirst, so teach us, gracious Lord, to die to self and chiefly live by thy most holy word. And through these days of penitence and through thy passion taught, yet evermore in life and death, Jesus with us abide. Abide with us that so this life of suffering overpast, an Easter of unending joy we may attain.
It is good to be with you. So 3.5 months ago, I all but quit Facebook. And I was doing pretty well staying off of it. But then we were asked to quit seeing people in real life. In fact, I think I have spent 3.5 months on Facebook this week alone. In fact, Facebook posts and comments inspired many parts of the sermon today. I give thanks for communal wisdom. All the while, I keep hearing and seeing the ways all these things tie into our Lenten series, Jesus, Known in Many Ways. You see, Lent is the season of preparing for Easter. Beginning with Ash Wednesday, which was in February, there is a tradition of giving things up. It was that Lenten tradition that inspired someone online. It began with a simple tweet that turned into a meme. I didn't plan on giving up so much for Lent. Truer words have never been shared, liked, and retweeted. Our reality right now is strange, and there is much that has been given up. Some of the things we have given up are temporary. We'll be back in rooms together soon enough. We will sit at restaurants, enjoy coffee shops, and gather in groups of more than 10 once again. We will see fully stocked shelves like we're used to. And the sports teams and the arts and cultural events, the parties and the crowds, they will have another season soon enough. Some of the things we are giving up are more permanent. The thought that these things don't happen here, gone. The American ethos that there's always a way for us to outthink, outspend, or out-engineer a problem, that facade is cracked and crumbling. The way too many of us take our health and well-being for granted, God willing, we will not return to such naivete. I never planned on giving up so much for Lent. And we mustn't overlook those who haven't as much given things up, but certainly have lost a lot already. Those among us who are more vulnerable and can't leave the house for fear of possible death. Those whose livelihoods are disappearing as quickly as their shifts at work did. Families that rely on programs and institutions that have shuttered. Programs that offer support and essentials and encouragement are gone for some. No matter how you have been affected so far, there is a lot of fear and anxiety in our world right now. It is palpable. It is lingering and it is uncomfortable. And I need you to know you are not alone. Whether that's what you are feeling and whether that's newly inspired by current events or if the happenings of the world have simply exacerbated something you've been dealing with for a while, please let me know and let's talk. Whether it's a phone call, an email, a FaceTime, or a Zoom, please let me know if you need or want or would just like to talk. Pastoral care is not stymied by social distancing. In fact, the entire staff and I care deeply about you, even if you're just joining us for the first time. These offers and invitations for connection, these offers and invitations for community and support, they aren't made to those who carry a membership card or know some sort of secret handshake, because we don't have those things. Whether you have been here for decades or you just stumbled across a friend's Facebook post and into our live stream for the first time, let us know how we can be present with and for you. As a congregation that seeks to build a home where all belong, our care extends beyond our walls, which is a good thing since we aren't allowed to all be inside these walls right now. You know, that's another common theme I've seen on my Facebook feed this last week. Variations on this theme that now is when we show the world that the church is not about a building. I mean, I sure love being together in the same space, but that's not what makes us a church. Our shared appreciation for the love, acceptance, justice, and hope shown in Jesus, and our desire to live those values in a way that will transform the world, doing all of those things as we build a home where all belong. That's what makes us a church. And we are not giving that up for some virus. Parents, join us on Tuesdays to check in and get support while we all adjust to having no schoolrooms for a while. Everyone is invited to a time of prayer on Wednesday nights, the sharing of joys and concerns, human connection as we pray. It is life-giving. And that puppet story time on Friday mornings is not only for the kids, though it certainly is designed for them. It's for all of us to be together. There is something very joyful about watching all those little faces bounce across the screen, bring their own puppets, and share their joy. And in fact, today, after worship, I invite you to grab something to drink and hop over to the coffee hour on Zoom. We are continuing to develop ways to care for one another in these strange days. If anything, we are going to learn more about ourselves and how to strengthen our relationships in some ways we never considered. Because we are not giving up hope, peace, love, and joy. We are not giving up love, acceptance, justice, and hope. These are the foundations, not of a building we can't be in. They are the foundation of who God calls us to be wherever we are. At whatever distance. And though the circumstances of life dictate giving up a lot of comforts, routines, and experiences, this foundation that we are called to remains. I never planned on giving so much up for Lent. You know, this idea of giving things up, of letting go, it's an ancient part of the Christian tradition and traditions before ours as well. In the simplest of terms, we're talking about fasting. abstaining from something as a means of growth and enlightenment. For some, the idea of giving things up is a way of reenacting the life and death of Christ. The idea that Jesus suffered, so we should remember that by making ourselves less comfortable. It probably won't surprise you. I'm not comfortable with that understanding. Because Christ's entire life, let alone his death, was filled with different kinds of sacrifice. Comforts, stability, relationships, family, safety, ease, all of these are things that Jesus gave up every day. In fact, they are also things his disciples, those who chose to follow him, they were things they gave up as well. Jesus asked folks to walk away from everything they knew and all the routines they were comfortable with. He asked folks to sell all they owned and give the money to those in need. And as he approached the final week of his life, Jesus put it into very clear terms. The Gospel of Matthew recounts Jesus' words this way. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "All who want to come after me must say no to themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. All who want to save their lives will lose them, but all who lose their lives because of me will find them. Why would people gain the whole world but lose their lives? What will people give in exchange for their lives? For the divine and human one is about to come with the majesty of God and all of God's angels, and then he will repay each one for what they have done." This scripture is a powerful expectation, followed by a bit of a riddle. All who want to come after me must say no to themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Talk about great expectations. The ask is as simple to hear as it is hard to do. Don't make your life just about you. You see, that's what living like Jesus is about. It's one of the ways we can know him as one who lives for others. Then Jesus' words begin to layer upon themselves almost mysteriously. All who want to save their lives will lose them, but all who lose their lives because of me will find them. Jesus asks, why would people gain the whole world but lose their lives? And what will people give in exchange for their lives? He's weaving these words upon each other to point us again to a very important truth. We have nothing to gain if we only seek gain for ourselves. We are invited to know life by living like Jesus, which means living for others. Now, many writers in the New Testament will go on to write about how Jesus died for others. And he did. But it's also essential we don't overlook that he lived for others. He gave up so much to live for others. In everything Jesus gave up in life, he did so to keep other people at the center. He gave up putting himself at the center of his own worldview, and that's where I draw my understanding of fasting. I don't give things up to suffer. I give things up to remember there is more to life than just me. In the most traditional sense, fasting is supposed to be a question, a reminder to pray. See, for example, if you give up a meal, you're supposed to pray when you would have been eating, and you're supposed to pray anytime you feel hungry. So like during Lent, if you give up chocolate or coffee, anytime you long for it, you're supposed to be invited to pray. You're supposed to let your inward longing turn you to an outward focus. And as we experience this Lent of great letting go, for we are giving up more than we planned for Lent, we do so as a means of making our lives about more than ourselves. Never in modern society has it ever been so clear how interconnected we are. Someone coughed halfway around the world. And then someone didn't wash their hands in our own country. And we realize how few degrees of separation there really are. And resolving this global health crisis will not come from selfish thinking. We can't make our lives just about ourselves. You see, your actions are not only for you. Your actions right now are for all of us. Every sacrifice, everything we give up right now is a way of living for others. And much like Jesus' words, the only way to save ourselves is to change our living for everyone. And as we do so, and I beg of you, please change your ways of living and being for the well-being of others. Stay home. Minimize contact with others. Encourage those you know to do the same. And as we do these things, as we temporarily give up what was and how we used to do things, every time we encounter moments of frustration and loss, and oh, have there been some, every time we encounter moments of disappointment and lament, and oh, how there have been some, because this is hard, every time we have a moment of realizing how hard it is, let us pray. Let the inward longing turn us to an outward focus that we might pray for those we know. Pray for those we will never meet. Pray for those who are sick. Pray for those who are caring for the sick. Pray for those whose lives will never be the same. Pray for those who might lose their life's work and the family business. Pray for those who are isolated and lonely. There are so many people to pray for. And there are so many inconveniences right now to remind us to pray for them. The Lenten journey, modeled after the life of Jesus, is one of sacrifice, that we might offer life to and for others. And it is a journey toward Easter. For this journey of giving things up, it leads to new life without restrictions, without boundaries, a promise that awaits us in the story of Jesus and the very story we are living today. This is for life. I didn't plan on giving this much up for Lent, but I will, so that others may live. Because life is about more than just us. Amen.
During this time, we will continue to support the ministries inside Highlands and the ministries that we support in our community. There are many ways to give: the digital offering plate or by mailing in your check. Will you please join me in our offertory prayer as found in your bulletin? In response to the love you have given us, God, we offer here what we have, what we do, and even more who we are, that our generosity might transform the world. Amen.
Praise God above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Please join me in our sending prayer as found in your digital bulletin. God of life, we seek your help as we continue this Lenten journey. We seek to know life in a deeper, more meaningful way. As we hear the stories of Jesus, may we find a place of connection and understanding. In his life journey, may we encounter love, acceptance, justice, and hope in ways that shape our journeys. Amen.
Our closing hymn is You Are Mine. You will find the lyrics in the digital bulletin.
I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fear. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am here. I am hope for all who are hopeless. I am eyes for all who long to see. In the shadows of the night, I will be your light. Come and rest in me. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love strength for all the despairing, healing for the ones who dwell in shame. All the blind will see, the lame will all run free, and all will know my name. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. I am the word that leads all to freedom. I am the peace the world cannot give. I will call your name, embracing all your pain. Stand up now, walk and live. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine.
We invite you to join us this week in any one of a number of ways. There are ways that we can be connected, that we can pray for one another, that we can support each other, that we can offer a place and a port in the midst of uncertain times. Join us In fact, at the bottom of your digital bulletin and in the emails we've sent, you'll find a link to join us right on Zoom for digital coffee hour. Grab something to share, a nice warm beverage, maybe a little bit of a breakfast, and we'll be there. We'll see each other. We'll chat for a few. You can click right over in just a minute. I find no better words of blessing and benediction than the song we just sung. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, and I will bring you home. I love you, and you are mine, says an ever gracious and caring God. It's good to be with you this morning. Amen.